This recording, Alaska 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start her new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Tsimshian tribe, we cover most of the coastal BC area from Vancouver Island up to Metlakatla, Alaska, and that's basically the only federally recognized reservation in Alaska. Yeah. And it's also known as Annette Island. It's about 17 miles south of Ketchikan. And, let's see, Tsimshians, that word actually stands for people of the mist. And so, you know, like where we live, you'll see it's rain country up there. There's a lot of misty fjords up there and all that. Lots of rain. And, you know, just like the mother, you know, there's tribes up there, Tlingits and Haidas. We have longhouses. We use canoes. We do a lot of fishing. We also do a lot of hunting with deer and elk, moose. And every now and then bear. But, you know, since that's not really too dangerous nowadays, so we just don't do it no more. But, we do a lot of that. We do lots of fishing, king salmon, halibut, crab, shellfish, a lot of that.